第三，马可福音，哦，认者领受，定者就赔有百倍的。马可福音四章二十节 ，OK， 好好，唔该晒。English congregation, let's read it together, starting with the reference. Mark 4:20. But those that were on good soil and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, and some 100 times what was sown. Very good. So you can memorize it, either the version up there, which is NIV, I think, or the one in the bulletin, which is ESV. Okay, so let us turn to this morning's scripture reading, which is from 1 Corinthians 16, verses 17 to 18. 今天的经文就在哥林多前书16章17到18节。史提凡和福土拿都并阿该古都这里来，我很喜欢，因为你们待我有不及子处，他们补上了，他们叫我和你们心里都快活。这样的人，你们无要敬重。First Corinthians 16:17, verses 17 to 18. I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, because they have made up for your absence. For they refreshed my spirit as well as yours. Give recognition to such people. I want to ask Pastor James to come up for this morning's sermon, as well as Uncle Michael for a translation.
Uncle Michael. Thank you, Uncle Michael.
I think it's an honor.
That's right.
Aging is an honor.
It is. The Bible says it is. That's great.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's great. Well, brothers and sisters and friends of the church, welcome and good morning.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Today I want to give a message on the topic of leadership in the church and the need to honor faithful leaders.
我哋今日嘅題目係講到咧，教會裏邊嘅領袖，特別咧講到我哋點樣去敬重我哋教會嘅領袖。
Since the beginning of creation, God has always ordained leadership.
喺到創造天地嘅時候，神已經話俾我哋知，我哋點樣要去敬重我哋嘅領袖。
God appoints some individuals to serve, to lead, to set the example, to care for God's people, and ultimately to point God's people to worship God humbly and rightly.
神更加咧兴起咗领袖去带领佢自己人去到去过生活，同埋咧去点样去敬拜神佢自己。
Now some of us today may have a gut reaction against leadership, thinking leadership is bad, and probably that relates to some of the bad experiences we've had with bad leaders.
或者咧，我哋今时今日会觉得咧，对领袖会好多嘅批判，甚至乎咧觉得领袖呢一个嘅位置咧系有好多嘅瑕疵。这个呢特别是因为我们看到呢其实在很多的领袖位置里面有很多做得 不恰当的地方。
But even when there are bad examples, that doesn't mean that God doesn't desire leadership.
纵然呢很多领袖他们有很多的坏的榜样，但这个并不等于呢就是神不想我们去敬重我们的领袖。
The key is for leaders to be faithful to God and the scriptures, but not to remove leadership altogether.
重点是要教导我们怎样的去做一个忠心的领袖，怎样的忠于他的话语，而不是教我们去拿走这个领导的位置。
At the very beginning of creation, God ordained leadership.
在创天造地的开始的时候，神已经是预定了，神已经创造了这个的领袖这个位置了。
Adam was supposed to be the leader of his family and of his wife and children.
亚当就系被指定要成为佢家里边嘅领袖，去成为咧去带领佢嘅家，佢嘅太太。
Adam was also the leader of humanity.
亚当更加咧系人类里边嘅领袖。
The fact that the husband in a household is the leader or head of the household is still a truth today for New Covenant Christians, as we know from passages such as Colossians chapter 3 and Ephesians chapter 5.
我們甚至在哥羅西書甚至乎以弗所書裡面都看見其實今天教會在新約的教會裡面我們仍然去看見其實男人就是那個家庭裡面的領袖。
You may recall that it was Adam's failure as a leader that sin came into the world, even though who was the one that took the fruit first? Who was the one? It was Eve. Eve took the fruit, yet Adam took the responsibility.
我們甚至回頭去看的時候，我們看見當日犯罪的時候是誰？其實是夏娃犯罪，但是仍然作領導的那個頭，亞當仍然要承擔這個罪的後果。
And that is why in Genesis chapter 3, God called out for Adam, not Eve. And in the rest of scripture, we're told that sin came into the world through one man, Adam, the leader.
我們甚至在聖經裡面都看見，當神去尋找亞當夏娃的時候，神先去尋找的，是先去尋找亞當，告訴他，你因為你的緣故，罪進入世界。And
God said that because of Adam's sin, that work will be burdensome, and death will enter the world. And he and God had said in Genesis chapter 3, because he had listened to the voice of his wife, rather than protecting her.
亦都正正是因为亚当听了他太太的说话，以致到亚当要承担这个罪的后果，以致到地受咒诅，工作也都成为咒诅。
Similarly, to redeem a selected people group, the Lord called Abraham.
同样地，神去拯救他自己的子民的时候，神兴起了呼召亚伯兰。
The Lord called Abraham out of a pagan background to worship the one true God, and through Abraham's faith, God would bless Abraham, his descendants, and through the unique descendant, to bless the whole world.
神去呼召亚伯兰，兴起他作为这个领袖的时候，从这个不信的人群里面去兴起出来，叫他敬拜他，以致到亚伯兰成为了他后裔里面的领袖。
Now, leaders aren't perfect. Abraham was not a perfect man. We know this because you may remember Abraham actually lied twice to protect himself at the risk of the danger, to risk his wife into danger.
我們看見其實領袖並不是一個完全無瑕疵的一個人，我們甚至可以想起亞伯拉罕的一生裡面，他兩次講大話，為的就是要幫自己去脫離那個困難的境況。But
Abraham was a man who trusted God.
然而亞伯拉罕是一個信靠神的人。
Think about the time when God freed Israel out of slavery in Egypt.
我們去思想當日神怎樣帶領他的子民離開埃及地。
Which leader did God appoint to take his people out of Israel? Which leader? Moses and his brother Aaron, right? That's called who God appointed.
我們想回當日神去帶領他的子民離開埃及這個被困所的地方的時候，神興起了摩西和他的哥哥亞倫去做他們的領袖。
When Moses died, God didn't leave his people without a leader. Who did he appoint? Joshua, to lead God's people.
當到摩西離世的時候，神並沒有撇棄他的子民，相反的，他卻興起了約書亞繼續他的領袖的位置。
In fact, by the end of the book of Joshua, we are told this, that in Joshua chapter 24, verse 31, that Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua and had known all the work that the Lord did for Israel.
我們看見的其實神在約書亞記的最後的時候，我們更加看見其實聖經講到以色列人繼續的侍奉神，在約書亞的日子裡面忠心的侍奉神。同樣的，那些領袖他們都是繼續的這樣的忠心的跟隨神去侍奇奉神。
It was Joshua's example and the example of faithful leaders that through their influence of Israel, the people faithfully worshiped God during that period.
我們看見的就是因為約書亞自己的榜樣的緣故，以至到當日的人，亦都因著他的領袖的榜樣，以至到當時人也都繼續的敬拜神。
And what happened after that? Well, it was a time of idolatry, sin and chaos in Israel. So God had to raise up who? The judges. That's right. The judges were raised up to lead God's people.
在約書亞離世以後的日子，我們看見以色列的裏面興起了很多的拜偶像，很多的奸淫的事情。 但是神却兴起了跟着什么？兴起了很多的士师继续去带领以色列人。
But unfortunately, God's people at the time still turned their backs on God, which is why at the end of the book of Judges, we read repeatedly that there was no, and it is implied, godly king in Israel, and people did what was right in their own eyes.
很可惜的就是过了这个士师的世代以后，继续很多以色列人继续沉沦在罪的里面。所以圣经里面讲到就说，在以色列的里面是没有一个神心意的一个王。
And we know what God's people needed was a godly king who loved God, who was humble, and who served God wholeheartedly.
So we here to see, actually, 神希望嘅有嘅系一个嘅爱神嘅有神嘅心怀嘅咁样嘅一个嘅入嘅一个君王。
We later find out that that king was not King Saul, but it was King David.
我哋后来发现，原来呢个王并唔系扫罗王。
But like I said, leaders aren't perfect. And even King David had weaknesses and sins. We know that.
我们大致都发现其实王并不是完全的无瑕疵。我们正是都体现其实大卫也有他自己很多的罪。
And as the history of the Bible tells us, all human leaders would ultimately fail because of their sins.
我们更加体现其实历世历代里面所有的很多的领袖都是因为他们自己的罪的缘故以致有跌倒。
So we needed a perfect leader.
所以我们需要的
we don't. A perfect leader.
We don't need
a perfect leader.
We do need a perfect leader.
We do, we do.
我们需要一个无瑕疵的领袖。
We need a sinless leader.
我们需要一个无罪的一个领袖。
And of course, that person is our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然这个讲的就是我们的主耶稣。
And the leader in the church will always be the Lord Jesus.
而所以在教会里面的领袖正正也都是必须要是主耶稣。
And this ultimate leader is the only one who is worthy and able to take away our sins.
而这个领袖也都是唯一能够可以将我们从罪里面拯救出来，带领我们离开罪恶的。
He was the only one worthy to take upon our sin on himself, to die in our place for our sins, rise from the dead for our salvation. Only Jesus.
也都唯有他才能够配得起去承担我们的罪，释放我们的罪，以致我们可以今天的释放。
And Jesus still leads his church today by his Holy Spirit,individually for each one of us and corporately for every church and local church around the world.
也都因为他的缘故，今天他留下的是圣灵，去带领着个别不同的教会，也都整全的普世的教会的里面。
Now yet, even the Lord Jesus appointed leaders.
然而，主耶稣他同样的去委派不同的领袖。
First, 12 of them, what were they called? Apostles.
就正如其实主耶稣他自己委派了十二个门徒一样
，and including of course the apostle Paul。
当然亦都包括使徒保罗。
And then later after the apostles, he appointed what the scriptures called overseers or elders or pastors。
跟住就喺嗰度里边继续去委派嘅就有监督啦，有长老啦，同埋有牧师。
Uh-huh. And Titus chapter 1 verse 5 tells us that a church is only complete with the appointment of qualified church leaders so that the church may be, and I quote, put in order that which is lacking. Titus chapter 1 verse 5.
我们更加提多书的一章五节里面，我们更加看到，也就是因为教会是委派领袖的缘故，所以教会可以得以成为全备。
And we need faithful leaders in the church because that is the way that God blesses, grows, and protects the church family.
我们也需要领袖以致到教会可以领受神他自己的恩典，同埋咧，亦都因为咁嘅缘故，所以可以成为呢个教会去继续成长。
And for those who are faithful in their life and in their doctrine teaching, we should honor them.
而嗰啲系去忠心持守喺佢生命里边忠心持守。佢嘅教导同埋去跟随神嘅教导嘅，我哋同样必须要尊重佢哋。
And we read in our passage in 1 Corinthians 16 that there were three brothers, Christian brothers. And by the way, in the Chinese Bible, it uses the word Stephen. That's not the Stephen in Acts 7 where it was the first Christian martyr. It's another Christian brother.
我哋咧正话喺哥林多前书里面提到有三个嘅弟兄，佢哋喺神里面嘅侍奉。正话咧，我哋读圣经上里边咧讲到使提反，呢、这个使提反咧同我哋喺使徒行传里面讲嘅使提反系另一个嘅嘛嘅弟兄嚟嘅。
And what does Paul say? Paul said that they were faithful, and we should quote give recognition to such people, honor them.
保罗点样讲啊？保罗讲到咧，我哋必须要敬重佢哋。
And I promise that my message in the next joint service, which is today, will be short. So we're already halfway. Okay, this is good.
Okay. 我答应过你，我今日讲嘅道系好短嘅，我已经讲一半嘅啦，其实已经。
Okay, and as I transition in the second part of my message, it is not only a sermon, but a recollection and a remembrance of the faithful ministry of our dear Pastor Charlie. He doesn't know this, but we're doing it. Okay.
跟住我要再同大家分享讲嘅道，其实特别重心系讲到我哋敬重嘅千牧师，佢唔知道我讲呢样嘢。
For the past few weeks, I've been talking to brothers and sisters in our congregation, asking them, "Hey, how did God work through the ministry of Pastor Charlie?" And so I want to share some of that. And in this way, I hope this is a walk down memory lane for all of us as a church family.
其實喺過去嘅一禮拜裏邊嘅時候，我都同過好多弟兄姊妹去傾偈，去問下佢哋咧。其實喺佢哋嘅記憶裏邊，千牧師係點樣嘅去承擔咗、去開展咗教會好多唔同嘅事工。今日我亦都希望喺呢個分享嘅裏邊，去幫大家可以一齊嘅記憶去緬懷過去牧者佢所做過嘅事情。
I want to describe his ministry using four words: shepherd, model, family, and helper. Four words.
我想用四個字去形容，就係牧者，就係一個嘅牧羊人，一個嘅模範，一個嘅家庭，同埋一個嘅幫助者。
Okay, first is shepherd.
第一係一個嘅牧羊人。
Now, those of us who know Charlie well, we know that being a pastor for him is not an employment, but a calling.
如果我哋認識千牧師，我哋都知道咧，其實喺佢嘅裏邊，佢做一個牧者唔係一份工作，係一個嘅侍奉。
Charlie is our shepherd.
呢一個嘅召命就係。
I think about the countless brothers and sisters, especially in EM, who were in high school or college. Just think back, some of you, 8 years ago, you were in high school and college, and now you are now in university or in your career, and Pastor Charlie had walked with many of them in their life, in all those stages.
特别我讲回咧，喺八年之前，可能在座之中有好多当你哋仲系读紧中学或者咧读紧大学嘅时候，当日嘅千牧师就系同你一齐嘅。
Pastor Charlie even did marriage preparation formally or informally with quite a few couples in our church who are now married today, have
kids。可能咧喺当中，当日嘅千牧师就系同你一齐行过做你嘅婚姻辅导。今日你唔单止成家立室，更加儿孙满，唔系儿孙，更加有好多嘅仔，有烟有仔女啦。唔快。
And for many, Pastor Charlie was the first to pray with them as a pastor, to invite them to take the next steps to get baptized and to declare their faith publicly to follow Christ and to become a member of our church.
同樣嘅千牧師亦都係嗰個可能第一個為你一齊為你禱告，邀請你去接受救恩，同你一齊帶領你去進入洗禮班，為你受洗施洗嘅嗰位嘅牧者。
Through Pastor Charlie's ministry, we learn not only knowledge about God, but we truly experience God. And perhaps for some of us, if you think back, Pastor Charlie was the one that influenced you to experience God in a passionate way for the first time. That was Pastor Charlie. God used him.
其實千牧師唔單止就係咁樣嘅去俾你有知識去認識神，更加嘅佢就係嗰個去讓佢經歷神，同你一齊去行過，以照你嘅心懷更有神心懷嘅嗰個人。
And not only is Charlie a shepherd to individuals, but he was a shepherd that raised up other shepherds. He raised up other leaders as well within EM.
千牧师不单止是一个牧羊人，他更加带领了很多不同的人，特别EM里面的弟兄姊妹，不单止成为信徒，更加成为新的牧羊人。
Through Charlie's ministry, God raised up leaders who were not leaders before in areas like worship ministry, small groups, care groups, newcomers groups, new leaders groups, and so on.
透過千牧師嘅工作，其實神同樣嘅就係去興起咗好多今日喺小組裏邊敬拜嘅裏邊，關懷小組，甚至乎迎新嘅小組裏邊好多嘅新嘅領袖。
And one member of our church said, and I quote, that Charlie taught us real discipleship is meeting with people personally and seeing how God works in daily life.
千牧師成日時時嘅教佢嘅門徒，話俾佢哋知，去點樣嘅去讓人去認識神，唔單止就係認識，而係喺佢生活嘅裏邊咁樣點樣嘅每日嘅睇見神喺佢生命裏邊嘅工作。
And I was told that Charlie played a big part in the initial stages of the Thailand mission trips, and through Charlie's ministry, he influenced many to have a heart for missions.
我更加知道，其實當日千牧師就係嗰個開展咗今日泰國短宣工作嘅嗰位嘅牧者。 亦都培育咗好多嘅年青人今日对短宣嘅嗰份嘅心思。
Charlie is a shepherd, and he shepherded us in the way that God would want him to shepherd.
切牧师系一个好嘅牧羊人，佢更加喺里边去教导咗我哋点样去做其他人嘅牧羊人。
And he did so personally, and he led many people to understand what discipleship really means.
佢系一个佢亦都身体力行嘅，咁样让我哋睇见其实作门徒系乜嘢嘅一回事。
Second, model. Number two, model.
第二样嘢系做一个模范。
What first struck me when I first met Pastor Charlie 4 years ago when I was invited to guest speak at Spring Camp was Pastor Charlie's humility.
4年前，当我第一次被邀请去到大家嘅春令会去做讲者嘅时候，我体会我认识千牧师就去体会佢嗰份嘅谦卑嘅心怀。
Now Charlie is more experienced than me. I would call it older, but more experienced. Yet somehow he would respect me.I didn't understand why, and he would talk to me almost like a peer. In reality, I had to learn from him, his life experience, and his godly character.
千牧师比我更加嘅有经验，或者可能意思系比较比我年长一啲咁多多。不过咧，佢当我同我倾偈时候，我体会到佢对我一份嘅尊重。佢同我相处嘅时候，好似平辈咁嘅相中。咁樣嘅相處，雖然我喺當中學到好多好多嘢，我都需要繼續嘅學好多，喺從佢身上面學好多。
Now I know our church family is not perfect. Sometimes we have opinions. Those opinions can feel like criticisms. But I was told that this happens, and I was told, and I've observed that Pastor Charlie would forgive, forbear, continue to love and serve people despite that.
雖然咧教會裏邊必然有一啲嘅爭拗，這個係无可避免的了，或者甚至乎这些争拗可能成为比较激烈一些的讨论，甚至乎可能再多一点都不出奇。不过呢，无论如何，我们在这里看见的其实是我们牧者他当中那份的虚怀，他怎样的愿意去饶恕，还有怎样的承担。
Some pastors would have felt bitter, resentful, and then alienate some people, not talk with them anymore. But Pastor Charlie, he continued to serve, continued to pray for,people continue to walk with people as their pastor.
或者我哋面对住好多啲事情嘅时候，弟兄姊妹可能会有一啲嘅苦毒或者一啲嘅怨恨，甚至乎可能因为咁嘅缘故而同其他人隔离。然而我睇见千牧师佢嘅做法就系佢继续嘅与弟兄姊妹同行，同佢一齐嘅祷告，继续嘅作为佢哋嘅牧者。
Now Charlie is not perfect. He's a godly man, but none of us is perfect. And I hear of stories that when Charlie would make mistakes and he would find out, he would apologize immediately to people. Immediately, and he would admit he was wrong. It takes humility to apologize as a pastor. He did that.
当然，千牧师是一个很有神心怀的一个人。他不是一个绝对完全的人，不过他很有神的心思。所以，正使他有一些地方做得不好，他都会去，当他发言的时候，他都会去勇于的面对，承认过错，去道歉。
Charlie was not afraid to share about his weaknesses and hardships with us, and through it all, he invited us as a church family to be a part of his life and the life of his family.
他是愿意去承担，他亦都咧喺佢嘅佢亦都好愿意去分享佢自己，佢分担佢自己嘅一啲嘅困难嘅地方，同埋佢嘅短处，亦都让我哋一齐嘅同佢一齐去。进入他的生命里面，同他一起去行过这些路。
And he set the example not only because he taught the Bible, but he lived it. He not only prayed for us, he asked for prayer. Oftentimes he would ask brothers and sisters to pray for him.
他不单止去教导我们，他更加的去让我们进入他生命的里面。他不单止为我们祷告，他更加邀请我们去为他们祈祷。
As for prayer, he showed us that serving God can only be effective if we pray to God. Because after all, our church is God's church.
在当中我们更加体会到的就是侍奉神最重要的就是 向神的祷告，因为最终的其实这个教会都是神他自己的教会。
And I was told that by another member of our church that Charlie had played a part in shaping our church's culture to create plans beginning on our knees, beginning in prayer.
我更加有弟兄姊妹告诉我，其实也是千牧师去开始了教会里面那份祷告那份习惯，去用我们的膝头去开始去神的工作。
And in doing so, it helped the transition between Reverend Sin and Reverend Law, that transition, that we were seeking God's will in prayer while we plan.
亦都因着祷告缘故，去帮助教会怎样去过渡了当日史牧师 離開同埋羅牧師接任嘅嗰段嘅交接時期。
I'm told that Charlie would tell the story that of an ordinary pastor at his former church, that he was impressed that this other pastor was just an ordinary pastor, but his ministry was very effective.
我記得咧，牧師都講過喺佢以前侍奉嘅教會裏邊有一個好平凡嘅牧者。
And Pastor Charlie observed that the secret of this pastor's life was his prayer life. It made his ministry effective because he always prayed.
而呢個咁平凡嘅牧者，佢嘅侍奉係咁有功效，完全係因為佢忠心嘅禱告。
Well, I've seen and we've seen that Charlie embodied prayer in his ministry.
我哋其實睇見嘅就係喺千牧師嘅生命嗰裏邊，佢完全嘅活出一個禱告。
God used him to bless our church family because Charlie lived the faith.And was our example.
我哋喺千牧师嘅里边，我哋体验到乜嘢叫做祷告嘅生活。
Third, family.
第三系讲到家庭。
See, when you meet Charlie for the first time, he goes out of his way to shake your hand.
当你第一次见到千牧师嘅时候，一定会
doesn't he?
你都好知道咧，其实千牧师一定会不远千唔系咁又唔系千里嘅，不远好远咁样行过嚟同你握手。
And when you're talking to him, you know that he is fully present. He's fully listening to you.
当你同佢倾嘅时候，你都知道其实佢系完全嘅关注、关心听紧你讲嘢嘅。
And Charlie certainly treated us as family.
当我哋更加体会到，千牧师当我哋系佢家庭嘅一份子。
But it was more than that. Like I said, he also invited the church family to connect with his family. And I know some brothers and sisters would take care of Moses as well.
唔單止係咁樣，其實我哋更加知道，其實千牧師邀請我哋進入佢家庭裏邊，成為佢家庭嘅一部分。我哋都知道咧，在代當中嘅弟兄姊妹咧，同樣都係參與喺照顧 Moses 嘅事情上高。
And as I think about family, I keep hearing about turkey bowl, the thing that we do. Okay.
咁我都知道咧，喺英文部裏邊有一個嘅活動叫 turkey bowl， 可能亦。
And this is a flag football. Okay. This is yeah.
係一個嘅籃球比賽咁上下咧。
Yeah, and apparently it was like primarily a Charlie thing because no one really plays flag football.
呢個咧其實係千牧師嘅心好，因為其實好似。都唔係好多人可以去玩得好好。
But somehow Pastor Charlie got everyone to play together.
但係千牧師用咗佢嘅魅力，令到好多人都一齊嘅同心嘅一齊去同佢一齊去參加呢個嘅比賽。
And it was more than a game. It was a way in which Pastor Charlie was able to get people to team up with people that they're not usually friends with to get to know each other like family.
所以其實呢個唔單單只係一個嘅遊戲，唔單止一個遊戲，唔單止一個比賽，更加咧係成為一個。我哋建立呢個團體，大家互相認識，更加增進友誼嘅機會。
By the way, I'm told he was very, very competitive.
題外話，不過我哋知道其實千牧師係相當踢波、打波相當好，好有競爭力嘅。
And in this way, he helped us build a church family culture. 家庭感 ，he helped us build that in our church.
佢其實亦都就係因為佢呢一份嘅參與同埋佢呢一份嘅感染力，令至到我哋呢個羣體裏邊好有呢個家庭感。
He also taught us how to be family by inviting many brothers and sisters into his home to enjoy a meal。
佢更加邀請過我哋好多弟兄姊妹去到佢屋企嘅裏邊，去同佢一齊去共進晚餐。
And even for those who had not been in Charlie's home, we've all tasted his cooking. Okay.
即使你未去過佢屋企食過飯。你都有好多機會食過佢屋企煮嘅嘢噶啦。
But let's be honest here. With the food, we know who's behind the food.
但係我哋老實啲咧，我哋都知道其實當你食嗰啲食物嘅時候，你都知道究竟係邊個先係嗰個大廚。
Which comes to our last keyword, helper, which is of course our sister Naomi, Naomi Simo, right?
跟住去到最後嘅，我哋就想講嘅就係講到呢一個嘅幫助者，特別我哋想去講嘅就係講到我哋嘅師母啦。
The saying goes that behind every great man is a great woman.And Naomi was that woman for Pastor Charlie.
我哋好明白每個男人嘅背後都有一個好緊要嘅女人，這個當然亦都指導就係我哋嘅千師母。
Naomi was the one behind most of the food, and even in new leaders class, whenever Charlie brings pre-prepared food, that's of course Naomi. We know that.
我哋一講到食物咧，就自然諗起千師母。其實甚至乎咧，喺度千牧師做嘅好多嘅門徒訓練啊，或者好多嘅領袖訓練嘅裏邊，每一次佢帶食物嚟嘅時候，我都知道其實背後嗰個煮食物嗰個其實都係阿師母。
Now who can forget? Since we're talking about STM fundraising, who can forget the bento boxes? The Naomi worked really hard to create those for us.
我哋每次講到短宣籌款嘅時候咧，我諗我哋好多人都會記得短宣籌款裏邊有我哋嘅飯盒，嗰啲飯盒其實係邊個做嘅咧？
And of course, we as Asian people know that our love language is food, and Naomi demonstrated her love for our family, our church family, with food.
我們作為亞洲人,我們都不難明白其實食物就是我們那份的愛和關心。所以每一次我們想起食物的時候,我們就看見其實當中背後那份的愛。
More than that, over the years, Naomi helped numerous sisters in Christ with tailoring dresses, creating blankets for babies. At some point, I heard about a fundraising for cancer patients where they made caps. And in various place settings, you know, in terms of the poster, place settings for outreaches, artsy gifts for children's Sunday school, etc., etc. More and more, we know Naomi has served in all these ways.
我們知道其實千絲母不單止是預備食物甚至乎我們當中很多姊妹他們穿很漂亮的衣服或者很多刺繡的東西 很有藝術感的設計的東西很多都是千絲母在背後做的工作
And behind the scenes, Naomi served and especially walked with new mothers in our church
默默耕耘的她跟很多新的母親一起同行了很多
So we thank God not only for Pastor Charlie but also for Naomi for both of them for serving us with the love of God
所以我們感謝神的不單止感謝神給我們有千牧師 更加的同樣的感謝神給我們有千絲母讓我們家庭裡面有這一份的經歷
Both Pastor Charlie and Naomi are the faithful servants that we should honor and thank God for
所以其實千牧師和千絲母都是我們在我們當中我們需要敬重的一個領袖
So Pastor Charlie, Naomi, Cindio, Moses, Koyo, Adia We'll miss you not only because God used your family to be a blessing to our church but you are part of our church family
所以千牧師、千絲母、 Cindio Moses, Koyo, Adia, 其實你在我們當中,不單止我們會掛念著你們。
Pastor Charlie, every person I've talked to who have known you and your family for a while have their emotions welled up as we approach the completion of your ministry by the end of June.
很多時候,當我去跟弟兄姊妹聊天的時候,講到你在 這今個月尾會離開我們完成你的事工,完成你的事奉的時候,很多弟兄姊妹眼眶裡面都有很多的眼淚。
In God's grace, He has used you to faithfully influence our church to experience Christ and to serve Him in the way that God wants us to.
透過神的恩典,神用了你成為我們很多的中心的影響。
We want to thank you for your ministry and for your love for us.
我很想在這裡多謝你對我們忠心的侍奉和對我們那份的愛
And ultimately we give God the glory for you and Naomi
我們更加重要的在這裡將到榮耀歸給將到你們的侍奉歸給我們的
And now we want to thank God in prayer
接著我們也同樣的透過禱告裡面去多謝我們
If you're able please stand with me as we pray
如果你可以的請大家一起起立我們一起禱告
Father God we give you thanks
慈愛天父我們多謝你
We give you thanks that you have appointed faithful leaders among your people.
因為你在我們當中委派了忠心的領袖。
I want to give you thanks that you have sent your servant, Pastor Charlie and Naomi and their family into our church.
我們多謝你帶領千牧師、千絲母和他的家庭進入我們的教會裡面。
Thank you for teaching us through their example how to love one another.
更加多謝你透過他們的生活的例證去讓我們學習怎樣彼此相愛。
Thank you, God, that through their ministry, we got to experience you more.
更加多謝你透過這一切的事工裡面,讓我們更加去經歷你自己。
Lord, we know that the future is not yet certain for them, but we do want to pray that you would take care of them.
神,我們知道其實他們前面的路都是未明朗,但我們深知道,父神,你已經為他們預備,你更加帶領他們的路。
Lord, as we have heard the choir song, to seek first your kingdom, and you'll provide everything that we need, we pray that blessing and promise on Pastor Charlie and his family.
父神,當我們今天一起去聽到先求你的國和你的義的詩歌的時候,我們同樣很知道,我們今天必須來到你跟前去求你自己的國。
And may the lessons that we have learnt as a church family carry on the ones that we have learnt from Pastor Charlie and his ministry.
願我們在千牧師裡面當中所學到很多的功課,我們可以繼續持守下去,繼續持續走這條路。
We pray that you continue to make us into a church family of love and also worthy of the gospel.
我們更加求你讓我們這個家成為一個愛你的家,有你的愛的,以及活出你自己真理福音的一個家。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated.